Which involves to get born again, to get a spiritual body from heaven, and the gospels of the devils, which preach things of this world, and can never tell you things of heaven. Praise Jesus. Right now we are still moving on to see the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church. We see the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness, the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. After seeing the seal of God in the past seasons, we began to see the seal of the devil in number 666. And we finished to see the first six responsible of by the devil, and we see the second six who is responsible of by Jezebel, fallen angel to fall and join on the devil. We
have
to see the third things which is made by the false prophets.
It
will be meaning that whoever gets it and
they
are baptized with the name of the devil, the name of Jezebel, and the name of the false prophets that we've been hearing. Today we're going to be explained who is this Jezebel seated on the beast. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Jezebel seated on the beast, the kingdom of the devil. Who is she? We're going to be explained of who she is. After we shall be explained it for the four beasts
and
the works they have been doing, and
you
see how he does his works under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
as we begin, we had Revelation 13 from verses
1.
Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyo gw'ennyanja, n'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7.
Tujja kunnyonnyoka ebintu ebyo,
n'emitwe gyako
n'amayembe,
naye nga twannyonnyose
okusinziira
mu Daniyeli
esula y'omusanvu
okuva ku 23
mpaka
27, ensolo eyo nebyo etegeeza bwakabaka bwa
Sitaani. Daniel 7, 23-27. The beast,
it
means the kingdom of the devil. It gets out of the people. It reigns within the people.
It's
many waters you see the beast which it comes from. According to Revelation 17, 15, the many waters, they are the nations, clans, and languages. Or out of which this kingdom springs from, and the people themselves empower it to be able to exist and to reign. Please move on.
Kubikura esula eyekuminesatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Nendaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvvoozi.
Amannya ag'obuvvoozi twaganyuseeko.
Reach the blasphemous names. And then we shall keep up to understand them, which are upon this kingdom.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Some of these names,
we
call them like Freedom City, and it's a building in Kampala, Uganda. even in other nations. But the real freedom city, in reality it's in heaven.
Jerusalem
of heaven. Hebrews 12:22. But these are blaspheming things in heaven. And they do a small thing like that, and they have bars, and they are all thoughts of evil thing, and they call it a freedom city, and they are blaspheming the one in heaven. Even other names we heard of, like the back parkers, that these they park behind, they are homosexuals, they don't park in the front. There are many names you shall be seeing. You will hear the Roman Catholic Church, which would have been the Church of Christ, and it's of the Romans, and another is called the Church of Uganda. It's not of God, it's of the Ugandans. I don't know, understand me well. You'll find others like the Paradise Club. The good life.
At your paradise club.
Now that paradise club, it blasphemes the garden of God, which is in the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12, from verses 1 to 3. Now it's a garden. There is a club and alcohol and a lot of things.
You'll
find them
Eden,
the Eden Sahia Eden Park, and it's not like the Eden Heaven. Many names, even people have them. You'll find a person called Angel, but a very immoral person, and the fallen angel right within them. Even many other names which we move on to discover,
big horn,
like the cars, the big horn, the big horn of the devil. It's a type of car. You'll find cars with a spade at a hole behind, and they direct preach to you that it is hell you are heading to. We have to bury you in the ground and you head to hell. As you maybe it has a spade behind. When you buy, you cut them off all. Tell them you go buy them yourself. But we shall get explained, brethren. Revelation 13:2.
N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo nga bya ddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Sitaani bwe bali bagenda omusiba,
when the devil was going to be imprisoned,
okuva kati okutuuka kati giri emyaka
2017 years, ever since the master ascended, went back to heaven, according to Acts chapter
1,
from verses 9 to
11,
our master was lifted back to heaven.
And
when he reached heaven, according to Revelation 12, from verse 7,
unto
17, the devil was cast out of heaven. He knew he was going to be imprisoned. All the authority, he handed it to the beasts. The one seated on is Jezebel. That is the one who was given all the authority. Even the throne, he's the one seated on it. Even all the power, he's the one with them. And he's the one being met these days. And they feel they have met the devil. But the devil was bound.
According
to Revelation 20, from verses 1 unto 5, he was bound in the bottomless pit. He was bound with the number of some fallen angels. According to Jude 1:6, some angels were also bound. And in 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 4, The angels, thousands of them were imprisoned. They were imprisoned together with the devil. This moved on to fulfill the promises of the Lord, which are in Ezekiel 28, from verses 1 unto 10. When he was told he would bring strangers upon him, will he still speak that he is God? The different thing, though he was cast within hell, in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, his place was separated with the angels who were cast within hell, even the people were thrown down there. According to what is in
Isaiah,
Isaiah 14, from verses 9 unto 25. He was buried at the bottom of hell. As they were going to be casting him there, all the authority gave it to Jezebel, seated on a beast. He gave him all the authority, he gave him a throne. He gave him all the power.
And
right now, the throne, Jezebel sits it facing in two positions. I'm going to pass them through like that. When we say to study them, these things are very many. Praise Jesus. It's good you get the scriptures, you know that? Is it been a high speed? I saw perhaps even it's a very slow speed. We speak of the two places Jezebel sits right now. He sits in the kingdom of the stars, according to Obadiah chapter 1, from verses 2 unto 5. There are very many nests they have built there in the cliffs. That's where they have their main headquarter. Where there are also fallen angels. They were not bound. Who are called demons.
There
you find many scientists there. Even people pass through visions which are not right. The one who takes them in the space and they envision things there. The second place
is Bermuda
Triangle under the ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean. That's where there is the second headquarter. The second headquarter
is Bermuda Triangle.
It's Bermuda Triangle under the ocean, which is known as the Atlantic Ocean, where there is that mast of those people, which pulls every plane which passes that zone, all the fleets of ships passing there, everything trying to pass that zone. And most of the water bodies, and wherever there is a water body, they put their sub headquarters according to Ezekiel 29.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We should
know how they work, like to overturn all things to be twisted. First and foremost from the Bible. And to twist things which are under the sun. Get them from the course which God put them on, to put them on another course. According to what we saw in Isaiah 29:15-16, this is where they get down to overturn things. It's the kingdom of the beast. They overturn things. A woman has to be married to a man, and they say woman has to be with a woman, and the man with a man.
They
don't end up overturning things of God. Physically they do these things. The grass which was to be eaten by gods,
about
the commands of the Lord, human beings look for it and eat it.
tujja kwatwongera okulaba
we shall continue to see the things.
Aye nga omutendera gw'okugaba obuyinza.
But the criteria of sharing the authority,
I
think you have understood it.
Obuyinza baabukwata batya?
Authority, how it was handled.
Abuwa Jezebel yatudde ku nsozi.
Jezebel seated on a beast.
Katuyongereyo ku Katonda mu kubikulirwa.
Let's move on ahead in Revelations.
Ebibyanu ku bitaddawo wakati.
The scriptures we put in the midst there.
Bibadde bigenda ku mu maaso kulaga.
They'll be moving on to show you.
Ongeri obuyinza gye batransferingibwamu.
How authority was transferred. And it was handed to Jezebel.
Because
the devil knew he was going to be bound. All the commands behind that marked that was going to be imprisoned. And he knew that if he fails the way of heaven, if he fails on the war of heaven, they have to imprison him. The war he failed in it. Revelations 12. Verse
7-17.
Now thus he was imprisoned. He had already taken the authority to Jezebel. And he knew of it that Jezebel was not to be imprisoned. He is going to be there up to the day of judgment. He's not going to reach the bottomless pit. They're going to wait for him on judgment. That's why he claims he'll never become a widower. But he knows that moment is there, he expects to do a lot of works within that moment. He's the one responsible on the second six.
Come
back brief, Revelation 13. Revelation 13, verse 2.
Nti n'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo nga bya ddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwagibwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi. Ne ndaba omutwe gumu ku mitwe gyayo nga gufumitiddwa okufa, n'ekiwundu eky'okufa ne kiwona, n'ensi zonna ne zigoberera ensolo eyo nga zeewuunya.
Ensolo eno giyita Roman Empire.
This is called the Roman Empire,
eyasiŋŋaanibwawo,
which was formed by then,
obwakabaka obwaliwo mu kama
the kingdom which existed when the Master Jesus was here,
era ekitala ky'ekigambo,
and the sword of the word,
n'enjiri eyabuulirwa paka Roma,
and the gospel preached to Rome,
bitujja okunyonyoka maaso,
which shall be explained ahead there,
byaleetawo ekiwundu ekyo.
They brought a fatal wound upon this,
naye mu kaseera katono,
but in just a little moment,
ekiwundu ekyo baakiwonya,
that wound was healed,
ne bakomyawo kye tuyita Roman Catholic Church,
and they brought back what is called the Roman Catholic Church,
312
AD.
Emperor Constantine,
when he came and captured the church,
it was
called the Roman Catholic Church.
And
empire came back like that,
or
the kingdom of the beast. And the nation entered the church.
Revelation
13, verse
4. Kubanga gwawe ensolo obuyinza bwayo.
Era emabega w'obwakabaka buno.
Behind this kingdom.
Nga bukulembeddwamu Jezebel.
As it is led by Jezebel.
Ayitibwa Maria Kankano.
Is known as Mary right now.
Asinzira mu Roman Catholic Church.
As it is in the Roman Catholic Church.
Mumutegedde.
Have you understood that?
Ekintu kigenda mu maaso.
The thing is moving on working.
Jezebel yali
yafuuse. Jezebel is there reigning.
And
they worship him every time. And they move on to call him Mary, the mother of God.
They don't
have Mary.
He's
not a birth God.
But he birthed
the Son of God.
But
when the Master was coming on earth, the glory of God, he unclothed it.
And it
meant that God clothed
flesh.
And we saw him in the glory of the Son, not in the glory of God.
Amen.
It's a blasphemous word, you see. They are in blasphemy. And they fraud us so much. All who have joined in religion, all of them are worshipping that one. They hand the authority of the beasts.
Even
they who have registered salvation,
then
it has become a religion.
They
have been handing it over the hands of the devil. And they fulfill Revelation
17.
They will agree and hand over the authority of the beasts.
Si,
not just a beast there,
but
to the kingdom of the devil,
Jezebel,
of which Jezebel is leading. That's when the Pope has been coming. Even the born again were in welcoming him.
He'd
even raise money of welcoming him. These men like the Kenneth,
Kenneth Copeland,
Kenneth Copeland of America,
they
pray the blessing and they say, "We know you are the saint of the Lord." All of them are the mad people.
Revelation 13,
verse 4.
Ne basinze ogusota kubanga gwawe ensolo obuyinza bwayo. Ne basinze ensolo nga boogera nti ani afaanana ng'ensolo. Era ani ayinza okulwana nayo. Neweebwa akamwa akoogera ebikulu n'obuvvoozi. Neweebwa obuyinza okumala emyezi 42. Neyasamya akamwa kaayo okuvvoola Katonda.
Era kye basooka okukola,
ne bakaanya
Mukama waffe Yesu bye yagamba.
Matthew 23:9.
Agamba nti mbuwanga ne kitammwe omulala ku nsi.
Have no any other father on earth.
Kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali.
For your father is one is within heaven.
Basalawo ne bateekawo bafaaza.
They decided to put their priests.
Okuwakanya ekigambo.
To fight that word.
Era ne bateekawo papa.
And they put their papa.
Atudde mu kifo mbu kya taata.
Seated in the place of the father.
Irambo oyo.
And that one. That the voice of God passed through him and he speaks to the nations. They blasphemed God totally. They know that the Master Jesus spoke in Matthew 23, and to swear that, and he said to swear the temple, you even swore the one who sits within the temple, and they began to make people swear the Catholic Church instead of confessing they are born again. They make you confess the church to enter into the church.
And
you must worship the one who is seated in that temple. And you don't worship the one who is above. We're just passing through them. Understand what is moving on. They blaspheme God openly. The church of the 3 days he built, blasphemed it and built the St. Peter Basilica. It's the building. The church moved within us, they destroyed it. Even they will fail to come back as born again. Think of the building is captured us. We fight to build buildings as a church. Blaspheme God and to fight him.
Revelation 13:6.
Blasphemed the name of Jesus.
They
brought out the remain doing everything within it. Most of the religions came like that. And they do everything in the name of Jesus. And even the Jesus
said,
the other is made to cry all days and is always on the cross.
Every
25th of December, and they make Jesus cry. And they say he's been born fresh. After he dies, and they raise him on the April. After they take him back on the cross. The name of Jesus, what they're doing to it. And they say, you to become a nun, you must be reserved aside. You shouldn't get married. They break the command of the Lord. Hebrews 13, verses 4. Marriage should be honored by all people. The Holy Spirit won unto them. In 1 Timothy 4, that they will be abolishing even marriages. They have done all the things. And they have made them in the church of salvation. And
they said,
you've been separated and espoused to Christ.
The
Bible says all who believe in Christ, we got espoused to him. Praise Jesus. They blaspheme his name. What they did to the temple, you were the one to the church. Now they took a pastor and you are no more. They are on buildings. They are punishing them. Find them building cathedrals. You, what worth is in you? And they blaspheme the saints within heaven. Pray for us sinners.
We have,
there's no name of the saint we have to pray through. Even intercessors in heavens there too. Romans chapter 8, from verse 26
unto
34.
We should ask
Holy Spirit in heaven, the intercessor, and the Lord Jesus. Now for them they put their other heaven where
they
are saints who intercede.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This one seated on a beast was authority given to Revelation 17.
Jezebel.
He's called the chief adulteress. He's the one who spearheaded the campaign in heaven of choosing the devil. And the one was first deceived among the angels who fell. Who knows the group he came from? Others are saying cancer. We shall see it.
Revelation 17, verse 1. Ne wajja omu ku bamalayika omusanvu abalina eby'omusanvu, n'ayogera nange ng'agamba nti jangu wano nange naakulaga. Omusango gw'omwenzi omukulu atula ku mazzi amangi.
Twamulidde amazzi amangi.
The many waters. Verse 15 says what?
N'agamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwenzi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Olidde.
Abantu. The people.
Mu bibiina eby'enjawulo.
The different nations.
N'amawanga.
And the languages.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The adulteries sit there on them.
Revelation
17 verse 2.
Bakabaka b'ensi gwe bayenda naye, n'aba batula ku nsi ne batamira omwenge gw'obwensi bwe. N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, n'endaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi ng'erina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kkumi. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu era n'ayonjebwa n'ezzaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu, ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi y'obwenzi bwe.
Ayitibwa omwenzi omukulu.
Naye
nga batulaga
nti
ekikompe kino ky'alina y'agenda ya
Lucifer.
Which
has his Old Testament and his New Testament. Old Testament has all the acts he did before Christ was born on earth. The New Testament has the new schemes which were made to fight the children of God.
This
God's laws and the testimony of Christ, which we hear in Revelations.
So,
that he came to fight the hold on God's laws and the witness of Christ. He has blasphemies in. What I tell you, in what you call a cup, it's what is called the magic book.
It has
all the twisted things of the Holy Bible. And they turned upside down, they have twisted them. And they have to give them.
Yes,
if Jesus says you are the church, they give you a building in the church. If he says I've created man and woman, that they will be getting married.
Here
there is man and man and woman and woman.
You have
understood what it is. The word and the things of God. And the filth of speaking immorality.
And
verse 5 tells us this.
Revelation 17
verse 5.
erinnya eriwandiikiddwa nti ekyama Babuloni ekinene nnyina w'abenzi era w'emizizo gy'ensi.
Ono yakulira abenzi bonna.
This is one who leads all the adulterers.
Oba ye maama w'aboonoonyi.
Mother of sinners.
Wawulira nti Sitaani.
You heard that the devil.
Ye kitaawe w'abaki.
Is the father of the sinners.
Naye ono ndo ye maama.
But this is the mother.
Ebimukubimukwatako.
What some of us concerns her.
Era wawulira abamuyita nyina Katonda.
When you hear they will call.
Era ne bamuyita maama Maria.
Mother of God and Mary. Mother Mary.
They are the people
who are sinners, the people who are drunkards and wizards.
But not
Dini. They are religious people. People who are adulterers and immoral. This one. Like you heard in John 8, verse 44. Let's read and hear.
Yokana Suli Yomunana. No, Rinidi Urana Munya.
John 8, verse 44.
Mwe muli ba kitammwe Setaani era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi so teyanywerera mu mazima kubanga amazima tegaali mu ye.
Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ya
from the beginning
naye kitaawe w'abalimba bonna
n'abo
kakati
Jezebeli
bamuwa
ekyobwamaama.
Naye nga tetumanyi bidwaki.
We don't know why.
Oli bamuyise baffe.
The other has been called the husband.
N'abasajja batyo.
Even men call a fellow man their husband. And even bow down and lie down to this man.
Kuno si kujeregana kuvuma bwakabaka.
This is not abusing the kingdom.
Era naffe twagala obwakabaka
bwa. We will love this kingdom of ours.
Twagala okubutegeeza.
But we want to tell them.
Ebintu ebimwe bikolebwa si bya bwakatonda.
Some of the things that are not of the Lord.
Bwe bakuyita musota.
When they call you a snake.
Omusota tumanyi kimu ye Satan.
No one thinks the snake is the devil.
Atoyinza kudda kabaka waffe.
You can't be on our king.
Katonda gwe yatuwa.
Whom God gave us.
N'omutuwa mako ogunyo
ogwo. Your name will be a very fine name. That is the snake.
Oh,
king, wherever you are, we want to tell you,
people
put the name of the devil upon you. And they despised you, and they called you that grass name.
The
grass which dries and finishes. As if they showed they had praised him. But we want to praise him like this. That you are the king God gave us.
And
we wanted to get back on the track of the Lord. As your father,
who is
known as the king Mutesa, who went to welcome this gospel. The Mutesa one. But this they call you snake. In Revelation
12,
the devil is the old serpent.
It,
you can't accept O king to be the snake, which is called the devil.
John 8, verse
44.
Kubanga mazima tegali mu ye. Bw'ayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitaawe w'obulimba.
Kitaawe w'obulimba ye Satan.
The father of the liars, the devil.
Wakugamba mu mitendo gya giri eri eby'okwagala okufuuka Katonda.
The material wanted to become God.
Ye yagala atule mu ntebe ya
kitaffe the throne of the father in heaven.
Akati Jezebeli.
Now Jezebel.
Malaika yasooka kumwega
ttaka. First fallen angel to join him.
Ye najja atule mu ntebe.
He came to sit in the position
of
the Lord Jesus.
Kitaffe gwayogerako.
The father whom he speaks of.
Mu Isaiah.
In Isaiah. 50. Where is the letter of divorce for your mother?
And
who demands me that I sold her to you?
And
righteousness made us to be sold. Transgression made our mother to be chased. As we were there, she came to give birth us the second time and to introduce us to the father. But right now this person,
Jezebel,
and he came to claim that he is the mother. But the mother of the sinners, of all the detestable abominations of the world. Like we've had in Revelation 17, verse
5.
Revelation 17, verse 5.
Ne ku kyenyi kye erinnya eriwandiikiddwa nti ekyama Babulooni ekinene nnyina w'abenzi era ow'emizizo gy'ensi naye ndaba omukazi oyo ng'atamidde omusaayi gw'abatukuvu n'omusaayi gw'abajulirwa ba Yesu bwe namulaba ne neewuunya okwewuunya kunene
ngiona agenda alabikira abantu
the one moving on a pyramid of people
ng'ajja mu bibumbe ng'akaaba omusaayi
in images and prime blood in them
nga yeeyita Maria
they claim it to be Mary
era n'ayasana engalo z'abantu
and they crush people's palms
neziyika omusaayi
and they pour blood from them
naye ng'ategwa omusaayi gw'abatukuvu
but the blood of the saints
waji n'abakola ebintu byebi atandise okutya
they have become to fear This time we're not going to leave anything of hers. And we are holding slow as you hear. But we are very serious.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But this one is the one who made a gathering. To lead the angels in heaven. To elect the devil. To lead them. According to Judges. Let's read there, we shall begin from there. This gathering is the one who led in it. After the devil lied and he believed it. And he had added honors on him. He told me, you're going to become the mother of all creation. He said, think.
Adam.
The devil had gone up the garden to attack Adam. And Jezebel is in the angels also campaigning in them. Remember, it was an angel. Like we shall continue to be explained on him. They made campaigns of choosing the devil to become God and even to reign. We shall not accept the God you've not elected over ourselves. That the other is the beginning. We must elect. You understand?
We
have to elect a leader. Should they be
ready?
Who began that?
It
began to reign over us.
Hallelujah.
Shout
hallelujah.
It shouldn't be effort.
That is the mepo katon to jack what we tell the Kuna Kuru.
Briefly, we shall forget the next time.
Whatever you have,
how we go from God to campaign to throw others. End up seeing him in the campaign of throwing people down today.
Judges 9 from verse 8. Olwatuuka emiti ne gifuluma okufuka amafuta ku kabaka anaagifuganga.
Bano bayita emiti.
These they call trees.
Babeera bamalayika.
There are angels here.
Kubanga babeera bawanvu.
For they are very tall.
Okwagala okwenkana emiti.
To appearing like trees.
Okusinziira ku bikulu 10.
According to Revelation 10.
Katusooke tugendeyo ko twetegereze.
Let's first go there and we look.
Ekyama ky'emiti kivaawo.
The mystery of the tree comes from where?
Ku bikulu 10 olunyiri.
Andikiddewo.
Revelation 10 from verse 1.
Nende bamalayika omulala owamaanyi ngakka okuva mu ggulu ng'ayambadde ekire ne musoke ng'ali ku mutwe gwe n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro era yalina mu mukono gwe akatabo akabikkuse n'ateeka ekigere kye ekya ddyo ku nnyanja n'ekya kkono ku nsi.
You've had his fate as you step on Africa and on Atlantic Ocean. He's a very tall
Nabiaris.
And in Jerusalem City, the angels are very tall. That's why they bring them in the mystery trees. When they stretch their hands, what happens?
Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'empologoma bw'ewuluguma. Bwe yayogerera waggulu, ebiwantika omusanvu ne byogera amaloboozi gaabyo. Ebiwantika omusanvu bwe byayogera amaloboozi gaabyo, nali ŋŋenda okuwandiika ne mbulya eddoboozi eriva mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, teeka akabonero ku ebyo ebiwantika omusanvu bye byogedde so tobiwandiika. Malayika gwe nalaba ng'ayimiridde ku nnyanja ne ku nsi, nayimusa omukono gwe ogwa ddyo eri eggulu.
Ndabako ng'ayimiridde nga wali ku planet.
He is standing on the planet Earth.
Ng'agolola omukono gwe paka ku
ggulu. And he stretched his hand onto the top of the heaven.
They
are very tall. When we reach heaven, we get to be very tall. That's why mystery, wisdom brings them as trees. And they came together to make these were angels here. Jezebel led them in this campaign. That's why it's called the chief adulteress.
Although
we have a left, they came in the center that's what has brought them. Come to fellowships of God.
This
happened a couple of years back.
It's like 128,000
years now.
Past.
Ever since they made this campaign. It happened the moment when the devil was attacking Adam in the garden in Genesis 3. Left when he had put things in Jezebel down there, wanting to become God. And he
had
man, he told him, "We are going to become God.
I'm going to give you
the office of the Holy Spirit. You're going to sit there." That's why he told him, the day you eat of it, you're going to be like God. He was putting the office of the word, and he wanted man choose him to sit in the office of the Holy Spirit.
That's
the first prophet in the office of the Holy Spirit, but not the real one, of the shadow or of the shadow of the false.
Kubikura kubikura sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri
katudeyo peri mungu baramuzi namuzi
baramuzi esura iyo mwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Judges 9 verse 8
olwatuuka emiti ne gifuluma okufuka amafuta ku kabaka anagifuganga ne gigamba omuzeyituuni nti tufuge gwe naye omuzeyituuni ne gugigamba nti nandirese obujimu bwange mwe bayima okusaamu ekitiibwa Katonda n'abantu ku bwange ne ŋŋenda okuyuguma ku miti.
Yali kerubim.
He was this kerubim, the first kerubim.
Jukira batuna tubasomako.
Remember when he started of them.
Okusina basekabaka kisoka.
To first kings.
Baba kola wano bifane bya miti ya
Jemisa yitu. They made their images the trees of the olives.
And we
see in Revelations. Revelations 11. They are called the two olive trees. We shall see even in Zachariah. We shall give that time the other day. But he told them,
"We
are the cherubim of the glory of God." Like we had in Ezekiel,
saying
that the cherubim of the glory. On them, God was honored through them. These ones came to all of them, "We want to elect you." Remember, the plot was like this. The other cherubim were kept silent. And this was not going to accept. When you
receive
his
faith,
if you are pleased,
we shall
see the other on the other day. We see what he spoke.
If
you are pleased,
let
me.
If you
refuse, let the banner. He ended up when he had been burnt himself. It was gotten from that position. And they began their work.
Time
is past. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.